The Animal Welfare League has so many amazing pets for adoption that are ready for their forever homes. Each week, they profile one of their own animals who are in need of a new home.
Maddie McDonald, Communications Coordinator at the Animal Welfare League, joins us now to tell us about their pet of the week. Good morning, Maddie.
Good morning. How are you?
Quite good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Especially better because I'm looking at little Spritz here.
Please tell us about Spritz.
So Spritz is a really sweet black and white 3-year-old domestic short hair cat. So that means she's got a really, really close coat. It's nice and soft, of course. Black and white, a cute name we have for them is a tuxedo cat. So that means she's always in her formal attire. She's black and white, so she's got a completely black body, but she's got white little gloves on her two front feet, and she's got a white vest on over her chest, and then a little snip on her nose. She's very gorgeous. Like I said, she's 3 years old, so she's at a really great age. She's not a tiny kitten running amok anymore. She's ready to just walk into her new home and settle down. She is super duper sweet. She's got a really lovely nature. And she can get a little unsure of new things, but she's very, very curious. So she definitely loves to explore. She's just got to do it at her own pace.
Adorable. And can you tell us about the type of family or person that Spritz might be perfect for?
Yeah, so she's definitely looking for a nice, relaxed home. Like I said, she can be unsure of new things, so she would prefer no young kids that might be loud and a bit scary for her. She also is not a fan of dogs. No thank you. But she'd be just fine with another cat. So she might love to have a new furry brother or sister in cat form, but she doesn't need any pesky dogs.
And just with Spritz, would she be, like, if you were out of home a lot of the times, like, does she need constant attention or can she hold her own a little bit?
Hold her own a little bit. I mean, of course, our pets always love attention. So she'd definitely love a cuddle at the end of the day, and she'll be there to greet you at the door when you get home. I'm sure of that. She'll have something to say. But she'd be fine. If you're a working person, she'd be absolutely fine. You could give her some daily enrichment while you're away as well. So you could leave her with some toys that might have some food inside that she has to work out how to get out. A great thing to do, a really simple trick, is just put some ping pong balls in the water bowl. And that gives them a little bit of a play while you're away. And also, it's always fun to maybe put some food on a silicon mat that they can lick off through the day. So that's nice and fun too. But yeah, she'd be absolutely fine if you work.
Yeah. And if there was someone listening right now who's like, you know what, Spritz and I sound like we'd be perfect together, where can they come meet Spritz?
Well, you can come and meet her at our new animal care centre at Wingfield. That's 1 to 19 Cormac Road. And obviously it's very exciting to have opened it. So you could come down, see Spritz and see the new centre. But first you'd want to have a look at her profile on our website. So that web address is awl.org.au, where you can read a little bit more about her and see her pretty pictures because she really is gorgeous.
Beautiful. And speaking of the website, you've got some new things in store for us. Well, literally, a new store.
Yeah, literally, a new store. So, yeah, we've just launched our new online shop, and we've got some really, really cool stuff, to be honest with you. I did spend a little bit of money on that shop last night. Went a bit mad online shopping, to be honest. But we've just launched our new online shop, which is awl.org.au. And we've got heaps of cool merch. You can get cups, you can get carry cups, you can get bags, you can get pet treats. So we have these little DIY pet treat kits. They're really cool. You can get tea infusers, really whatever you think pet-shaped, you can basically buy it. But obviously all the money from our shop also helps us to keep looking after the cats, dogs, puppies and kittens that come into our care. So, every dollar you spend in our shop goes straight towards helping us rehome more pets. If you think you're maybe doing some Christmas shopping too, we've even got a little online Christmas merch too, so you could get in early.
Oh, wow. It's low-key terrifying to be thinking about Christmas shopping this early in the year.
I know. That's what I thought. But then, to be honest, I bought some, so.
I think it's better to be early than late, to be honest. You don't want to be scrambling around for your Christmas prezzies.
Well, that's what I thought, and they were really cute too. So I was like, okay, well, I'll just get them. I'm sure I'll find someone to give this to.
I'm just thinking, you mentioned tea infusers. Now, is this like, could you get them like decorated with your pets on them? Like, is there something like that? Because now you've got me thinking of Christmas presents, and I've got a friend who loves cats. So I'm just thinking, could I get a tea infuser with a picture of a cat on it? Like, is that a possibility?
Better than that, the tea infuser is cat-shaped. So we have a little cat-shaped tea infuser and a little dog-shaped one. So I got both.
Wow. Okay.
I can't pick.
Oh, my God. No, I love it. It's so good. Thank you so much, Maddie.
No, thank you. And I've got my paws crossed for little spritz.
I'm sure we do too, and I'm sure we're all going to leave and check out the tea infusers on this new store.
I know. Help me. Save me from myself.
Maddie McDonald, Communications at Animal Welfare League, speaking with us about Pet of the Week Spritz and other news from the Animal Welfare League. For more information, head to awl.org.au. We're going